In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When confronted about the reality of the things of God and the things that God does among us and for us, there's a tendency on some people to try to explain it away. And I'll explain to you in a minute why they try and do it, but let's work it with what they have, right? What they do first. When confronted with the reality of the resurrection, there are those, and yes, even within the church, and even among those who should know much better, theologians, people say, well, you know, Jesus didn't physically rise from the dead. It was more an experience of hope within the hearts of the disciples. A few years behind me at the seminary, someone, in fact, said this in class in Christology. And it says, well, how do we know that the resurrection just wasn't in the heart of the disciples? And one of the other students from the back of the class piped up and said, not. And that's basically it, not. It wasn't that. If all the resurrection was an experience of hope within the hearts of the disciples, then to paraphrase Flannery O'Connor when she said, when someone asked her if the Eucharist was just a symbol, she said, well, if it's just a symbol, then to hell with it. In her Southern lady accent, she said that. Great Catholic author Flannery O'Connor. If Jesus is only risen from the dead in the hearts of the disciples, then to hell with it. It's absolutely nothing. It's just a nice idea. Nice ideas cannot save. And, well, you know, what did the disciples do when they first saw Jesus? He's a ghost! Well, if Jesus was just a ghost, again, what good would it be? People survived spiritually after their death before Jesus' resurrection. But human beings are not made to just be spirits. We are souls and bodies together. That is how God made us, and that is what God will restore when he restores all things. So Jesus, in fact, rose from the dead in the same flesh, glorified, but the same flesh that he lived and died in. That's why it's so important that we realize that that the risen Christ has the marks of the Passion. Holes in his hands and his feet, the mark of the lance in his side, the stripes from the flogging, the wounds from the crown of thorns, those glorious signs of our salvation, which are on the flesh even of the risen Christ. And then the fact that he was risen from the dead, you say, give me some food. See, ghost can't eat. Jesus, in fact, had been raised from the dead. And what does that mean for us? It means that we can and will be raised from the dead. Those who die in God's friendship to the resurrection of the just, those who die outside of God's friendship to the resurrection of eternal damnation, but we all will be raised from the dead. God will restore us to what we should have been, how he made us in the beginning. And not just how he made us in the beginning, but even beyond that, this is if we dropped our human nature in the second gear. Because as Jesus' body is glorified, so ours will be glorified too. And it's very important that we realize that the resurrection is real. And the event of the resurrection was an historical event. It was something that actually happened. Pope Francis pointed that out quite clearly earlier in the week. The resurrection is an historical reality. If it weren't, then to hell with it. It couldn't do anything for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.